Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it, and with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Thursday, November 25th. It is Thanksgiving Day, and we're breaking format a little bit because Mark's going to join me on the air. We're going to do a very quick episode where we express our thanks. So Mark Tallercio, executive producer, certified financial planner professional, all around great guy. Here it is. It's Thanksgiving Day. We're recording this the day before Thanksgiving while you're having tons of work done in your apartment and your kid is crashing because he's not taking a nap. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for this brief period of time right now where I've locked myself in a bedroom so I can get away from the chaos for, 5 minutes.
So I have to say, I'm very squishy about these things and you are not. When I think about the idea of doing something nice for someone else or putting your hands metaphorically on someone's back or lifting someone up, I said that very organically in the middle of COVID. And I have really tried to practice that myself. And, I just want to start by saying, without making you feel weird, is that there is nothing in my life professionally that I could do without you in it. And so even when I am running around doing other stuff that doesn't directly impact you, like doing TV stuff, knowing that you're doing everything else that you do is just like the most gratitude that I could feel for anything. So I'm going to start my thankful moment about Mark Tallercio. I'm thankful for Mark Tallercio. Okay, your turn.
So you're saying I just kind of like, even when we're not connected, I just kind of put your mind at ease?
Yeah, you put my mind at ease. I don't have to worry about certain things. During the week, I had to do a special report for CBS News. And I don't have to worry about, is that something that I should put on the website? Should I tweet this? Should I not? No, Mark is going to capture all that. I don't have to worry about that. Like, Mark keeps me honest. I don't have to worry about, do I owe Mark something to do this? Do I need to read a spot? Like, you take care of so much of the real world stuff that I can do, go off and flit around and create my content at will.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I mean, I also feel the same way. It's, I think back, we started this little passion project. We're coming up on 11 years. We started in January of 2011, which is crazy when you think about it, 11 years. And then it turned into a full-time gig in 2016. And I am forever, forever, forever grateful for that. That's like, professionally, that is the best thing that ever happened to my life, hands down. It's like no comparison.
I remember when I was talking to Jackie about like, how am I going to get Mark to come over? I'm going to have to pay a bunch of money for like, he's really, and she just said, but he makes your life so much better.
Yeah. Thank God for Jackie.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was really, you know, that was really the beginning of the next phase of my life, I would say. End of 2015, going into 2016, when all that started to bubble. That was like the next phase of my life.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. We've been there for these like big life changes. It's amazing. I guess that we should also be thankful for, you know, our former boss, Harvey, who helped us launch this, our current boss-ish, we always say boss, but we're our own bosses, Craig, and like the ability for us to get a lot of this content launched was really around the folks at CBS who believed in it and kind of helped pay for it in the beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah. They footed the bill early on for me.
Yeah. And so Harvey gave me a gift. It was called Mark. And he said, I'll pay for it. So thanks, Harvey. He's retired now. So what about some of the listeners and the contributors to this show? I mean, I always think like the listeners, that's the greatest gift. I mean, everyone who's listened and joined us and been part of the journey, and especially this explosion of new listeners amid COVID, it's been so intense. I mean, guys, when we started this thing, we had to like beg our friends to call. Now, talk about how different that is, Mark. I mean, it's unbelievable, right?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, without the listeners, as much as you and I love talking about personal finance, without the listeners and the interaction with the audience, there is no show. And yeah, you're right. Early on in 2011, when we first started, we were seriously staging phone calls. I think my sister back then was a caller. I had some friends who were callers. And now we get so many emails that we just can't keep up with them all.
All right. So let's talk for, you know, giving thanks. I am very thankful for some of the people who always are responsive to us. So, you know, friend of this show who you hear, Michael Goodman and Brent Weiss, the CFPs in our lives. I think, Mark, your favorite go-to person is Ed Slott. Is that right?
For sure. Without a doubt. I mean, you don't even realize, like, Ed and I have numerous email exchanges on a regular basis. I'm always bouncing questions off of him.
So, I mean, we don't know everything. These are people who are still practicing and talking to real people all day long. These are such important people in our lives. I want to, of course, thank Spencer Brown, who is the guy who actually created the podcast version. This show started with a guy who said, oh, you were in my wedding party. I guess I have to actually give you a show on my podcast platform. So thanks, Spence. I'm very happy about that. And we should also thank the folks at Cadence 13. They put this stuff out. So I don't know if you know, like, you have more like technical people you have to thank, but I'm just going to say that we have like this dynamic duo, these two women who manage us, Lizzie and Yenikin. They're killers. I love them. They're amazing. Is there anyone at the Cadence family you need to thank, Mark?
I mean, the people that I deal with the most often are the people in the traffic department. That I coordinate with them every single week in terms of getting the various spots recorded and whatnot. So they're very nice people to deal with. So I'm grateful for them as well.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, obviously, I had a couple of game changer guests. And one particular guest perhaps that might be, I think, was really eye-opening to me, where I was like, oh my God, I did not know this. Something that I knew maybe in the back of my head, but Dorothy K. Brown, The Whiteness of Wealth, that was like a game changer episode for me, man. I did not understand how the tax code really contributed to so many inequities in the economy. And I thought that that book and that appearance was fascinating. Also, she's like a Bronx girl, Hala, for the girl from the Bronx who, you know, it just cracked me up. She had a great personality. So I really think that that was like, for me, the most eye-opening educational guest that we had.
Brad Stolberg. I really liked him.
I liked Brad Stolberg also. That was my second, The Practice of Groundedness, which is some, and by the way, he had a huge article in the Wall Street Journal in the last weekend section. So I thought about him also. I think that those were two really interesting, great guests, and I'm very thankful for that. And most of all, I mean, obviously, this is not a time to be like, oh, I thank my family and all that, but you know, like, it's great I'm thankful that like New York is back. I'm thankful that we're all safe. I'm thankful that, you know, I do have my family close by, and I'm thankful that essentially that this is hopefully coming towards the end of this horrible COVID era. That's really where I end up.
And I have to say, Amanda and Theo, very, very thankful. They're, you know, I have a very, very small circle on my end. It's basically Amanda, Theo, Jill, Jackie, a couple of our friends in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's really
I like
it.
You don't need a lot more. You don't need a lot more. So that's it. That's our Thanksgiving episode. Of course, you can share your Thanksgiving gratitude with us. You can just go to jillonmoney.com. You can click the contact button. Please be careful out there. If you're driving, be very careful. Don't complain about gas prices. It's really a very boring topic, okay? Lift someone up. Do something nice for someone else. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. And just know that we are mostly grateful to have this experience with you guys. It is a work in progress, and you guys make it all possible. Grit, growth, grace, and of course today, gratitude. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.